This past week, I was in Two Harbors for our annual clergy conference, a very cool part of the year for all of our priests as we gather together for prayer, for daily mass, for conference, and for fellowship. And this year, the theme of our presentations were on the funeral rites. It's kind of a dead topic. Just seeing if you're awake this morning. My friend and I began to talk about how we should really preach on this, about the funeral rites. And you know, I immediately started thinking, I hadn't looked at the readings at all, when would be an appropriate time to talk about how we care for the bodies of the deceased. And as I read the readings, it seemed just to work. In God's providence, He has placed before us today readings that are very common at funerals. In the first reading, Isaiah, we hear about how the Lord has prepared the mountain where He will wipe away every tear, dry every eye. We have the Psalm 23, a very common psalm used at funerals, in which we trust that the Lord will guide us through the valley of the shadow of death itself. And even Jesus in the Gospel compares the kingdom of heaven, the destination we are all traveling to a wedding feast. So I thought today I would speak simply about the church's vision for funerals. It's not the most glamorous or exciting topic, but I think it's a good one to have, especially because if you're not a priest or deacon, you probably have never actually looked at the rites of a funeral until it comes to that time where you do grieve the loss of a loved one. So I thought it'd be helpful, educational, to explain a little bit about the process and what the church has in mind for the future. Just to back up, you know, when somebody is close to dying and is in the dying process, we anoint them with the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and if possible, give them the Eucharist, the food for the journey to heaven. But what most people don't know is that we also have prayers to accompany them to heaven's door itself. So just be aware of that. That it's not just the anointing we can do, but there's much more beautiful prayers we can offer for your family. After death, the funeral should take place shortly after the death itself, because we honor and respect the body. As Catholics, we do so because we know the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus Himself took a body, died, was anointed, and buried soon after. And so our funeral process models the very things that happened to Jesus Christ after He died. Ideally, the funeral takes place in the Mass, though it can take place in a funeral home, in which we do a few things. We first pray. We pray for the person, we pray for those that grieve, and we pray that the church will support all who share tears for the loss of a loved one. We also celebrate. It might seem a little odd, but really, if a soul is prepared for heaven, they're entering into a new birthday. And we celebrate the fact that Jesus came to die for us so we may rise to new life in heaven. And finally, we gather together to remember. It's so important during any process of a loved one passing away to cherish memories. And a funeral, when it's done well, when it's done according to the mind of the church, provides for everything through its readings and its prayers and its sacrament of the Eucharist. After the funeral, ideally, the body should be buried immediately following, so that the person may have proper rest. Now, here we have some exceptions, especially when it's 40 below. But again, this is written for the universal church, not just for our icebox capital. But I thought I'd just answer a couple questions, and I realize that these are very sensitive, and that I, as a pastor and our pastoral staff, do approach these individually. And I'm happy to talk more about it, especially when it comes time to making decisions for your loved one. But the church has in mind first a question regarding cremation. It's becoming more and more popular today, more and more common. So what does the church say about it? Well, the church does allow for cremation, just so you know. Having said that, though, it's still in its language, in the rite of funerals, gives preference of place to a bodily burial and a funeral with the body. And I especially recommend that no matter what happens, whether cremation or bodily burial, that the body is present at the funeral itself. Because it's a powerful moment, especially for the families, to say goodbye. It might be scary, it's awkward, it can be embarrassing, overly emotional at funerals, and it might be easier to say, well, let's either close the casket or have cremains there. But we don't need to be afraid of death. We can be awkward with it, scared, sad, but we can trust that Jesus Christ has come to capture and conquer death. That at a funeral, it's a very powerful moment. I've experienced it myself with loved ones when they close the casket. And it really stinks at the time, but later it provides closure and helps us grieve well. So I do highly recommend that at least we have a body at funerals. Irregardless, either way, remains should be buried for a variety of reasons. And you know, today it's getting crazy what's going on out there, where you can make people into jewelry. You can have grandma or grandpa at home after they've passed. And in our history, this is very foreign and very novel, and I encourage you to trust in what we've been doing. I know one example that might help you to consider, and I'm opening this to you, if you have cremains at home, or you know of cremains that need to be buried, please come talk to us and we can remedy this. Because for me, I had a chance to, a few years ago, visit Holdingford, Minnesota. Never been there before. That's where my dad's family came from. And they took us to the cemetery. And it was amazing for me to see, generations ago, people that have died in this cemetery with the last name Hadrich. I never knew them, but I, as a great nephew or distant cousin, many years later was able to go there and pray for and remember my heritage. So burial is not only good for the person who died, and everybody does have a Christian right to burial soon after their death, but it's also good for those of us who remain, to have a place, a concrete place where we can pray, where we can visit our family, where we can remember. It's also a blessing for those generations to come to have a place where they can go to say goodbye. Again, I say this not to have you say, oh, Father's saying we did this wrong or anything like that, but simply to educate about the church's vision for funerals. And know that we are here for you, that God is here for you in the worst of the times when we grieve, that the church is here to walk with you from your child's baptism all the way through death and a funeral. To know that and trust that. And I'm very happy if this has stirred up thoughts or you have more questions, so please come talk to us. These can be difficult things, but they are important things to look at, especially before death itself happens. We turn to our Heavenly Father who walks with us through the valley of death, who will wipe away every tear, trusting in Him as we do at every Mass for mercy upon all those that have died and have gone to the afterlife. And we pray that they may soon, if not already, be present at the wedding feast of heaven.